Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's the Grapevine leading up to Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday of the year, focused on food, beverages, desserts, pies, mashed potatoes. That's a big one. And just a, you know, even with smaller groups this year, I hope you can create a Thanksgiving to be grateful for what we have, what we people perhaps that we've lost in 2020 or recently, in recent years, but it's still a time to enjoy hopefully some great food and hopefully some local food and wine. And the Brighton Farmers Market is open today, as they are each Sunday. But the schedule will change after today, 9 to 1, outdoors in the parking lot at Brighton High School, as they have been all summer and fall. But they will change starting next Sunday to a much shorter schedule. It's a chilly morning. There's some snow flurries. The highs won't even reach 40. And for shoppers, you have the luxury of going and leaving quickly, or getting in your car for a few minutes and getting warm, then going back out to get a few more things. But if you can, go today and support the vendors who are there from, you know, they'll start setting up at 8:30 probably. They'll be leaving around 1 or 1:30. It's a long day and a cold day for the vendors, so if you can, stop by and support them. John John's Bakery published a list of what they'll have, which includes their peanut butter balls and bourbon balls, and you should go just for those. They'll also have lemon blueberry cake, grandma's breakfast cake, decadent monster chocolate brownies, assorted cookies, and berry pumpkin zucchini and brownie muffins, and mac and cheese for someone who wants something savory. And they do awesome work. Great people there, John and Jonathan, John John's Bakery. And you can get things as gifts for people. You can stock up on vegetables and winter squash and anything you can find for this week, for next week. The Brighton Market will reduce its hours after today. And it'll be from, I think it's like 10 to 11:30 starting next Sunday through the Sunday before Christmas. And then the market will be closed for January and February. But they will be outdoors. Again, just a shorter period starting a week from today. So the Sunday after Thanksgiving, they reduce hours. So the vendors don't have to be out for, you know, like, 5-6 hours as they are today, which, you know, they dress for it. They're tough. The farmers, the market vendors, they're tough. But again, try and get there today and support them. It is just started and will go through 1 o'clock today. Lavender Moon brings some large wreaths that are, they're amazing. Just crazy beautiful wreaths, the most beautiful wreaths I've seen anywhere, even including catalogs. And they grow a lot of their own herbs and things at Lavender Moon, their Honeyway Falls. East Hill Creamery is often there with some incredible cheeses, as is First Light Creamery. There are farmers that raise meats of all kinds, tons of apples. It's a great market. And again, they could really use your support. It's easy to go to a farmer's market when it's 70 degrees and sunny like it was like 2 weeks ago. That was weird. Today won't reach 40 and probably some snow flurries. And it's a perfect time to go and visit the market. So let me know if you find some neat things. Send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. The carrots that Todd Lighthouse has, if you get there before he sells out of them, are out of this world delicious. And John Bolton has had some great summer squash. We just had a spaghetti squash from him last week. And he's got microgreens and things too available. So don't miss the Brighton Farmers Market again today until 1 o'clock, and then they reduce their hours. A couple things. One, I saw an Advent calendar available from FLX Provisions. Always thinking. They are Isabel and Christopher. I rave about them frequently. I'll add their holiday Advent calendar to the list. This is basically quarter bottles that they've used for their blind tastings, and they have 24 of them for the first 24 days of December, and then a half bottle of sparkling wine to have Christmas Day. Now, of course, you don't have to wait to have one each day, but it's kind of fun. And these are, again, tech sheets available with these bottles, and you can have it shipped to you, or you can pick it up on Linden Street, curbside pickup. And it is $300 for these 24 bottles plus the half bottle of sparkling wine. Now, those 24 bottles are 6 ounces each. They're quarter bottles. They've rebottled them as they do for their blind tastings. And you do have to click on a complimentary meal or use the discount code FREEMEAL when you check out. And according to the FLX Provisions, it says it's a legal thing. Thank you for your help. If you do not select complimentary meal or use the discount code free meal during checkout, we may be forced to refund your order, which would make us very sad. Again, it's state liquor board regulations is part of this Advent calendar promotion that they're doing. FLX Provisions, you can find them under FLX Hospitality. You can search and easily find this Advent calendar. A really fun idea. And we've used these bottles, these quarter bottles, for blind tastings. And one of them will give 4 or 5 people, you know, an ounce, a little over an ounce, a little less than an ounce to try if you have that many people in your household each day. Or you can, you know, open them and, you know, each day and but save and taste them every couple of days when there are several bottles. You know, it's just I think a fun idea, and highlights these smaller bottles that they have been doing. And you can order those for blind tastings also. I suspect these will come with just numbers on the bottles, and they'll have text sheets describing them. But I think you could use these as blind tastings. I'm just not certain of that. Love the idea. And again, you could send this Advent calendar to someone. I'm not sure how many states they ship to, but whoever. These are wines from around the world. These are not just Finger Lakes wines, not just their own wines. They do make wines under Element Wines. And that name will be changing shortly. They have a new name for their winery, but still, I think still bottle or the wines that already have been bottled are under the Element Wines. Christopher makes those. So, but these will be a mix of wines from around the world, and kind of fun to see what they put in your 24 sommelier curated quarter bottles. And again, if you want to get this and it's past December 1st, you just have to catch up and have a few bottles for a tasting. So again, love the idea. Glad to see them doing this. There was a note, I think it was in the Democrat and Chronicle, about the Nouveau a wine from Scout Vineyards. I mentioned it yesterday. They have bottled Marquette as a Nouveau. It's available, I think, $26 a bottle. They'll ship within New York State. Scout Vineyards is brand new. It's near Fox Run, and they have a number of Chardonnays. They have a Pinot Noir, so you could get several bottles. One interesting thing about Scout is the price points that they're starting at, which is unusual. Their Chardonnays are $26 to $40. Their Pinot Noir is $34, and those are on the high end of what you'll find these varietals, especially Chardonnay. There are not many $40 Chardonnays in the Finger Lakes. In fact, I got to search my database to find out if there are any. And I haven't tasted the Scout Vineyards wines yet, but I feel pretty confident that these are some really good wines. As I said yesterday, I think on the food show, the new wineries these days start out with really good wines. They used to be that winemakers would learn their craft, over the first several vintages. That doesn't happen anymore. In general, vineyards and wineries, new wineries, generally have really good wine. And I expect they wouldn't put them at these price points if they weren't really good wine, because they're not going to sell much of it at these price points if it isn't. So, but one of the reasons I like this idea, it's challenging to start at a higher price point than most of the wines in these categories, even Pinot Noirs. There are not too many over $34 a bottle. But this is a good thing for the region to have Scout Vineyards do this. It will, again, assuming these wines are good values at these prices, I expect they probably are. Finger Lakes wines have been, and New York State wines in general, have been crazy good deals. And if Finger Lakes wineries could charge more, again, and given the values, I think many of them probably could, but it's hard to raise the prices with your loyal clientele. Easier for a new winery to come in and start from the beginning with higher price points. But there, Scout Vineyards price points will allow potentially other wineries to raise their prices more than they might have otherwise. And so, yeah, I'd love to have a $10 Riesling, a $12 Pinot Noir, but that is great for the customer in a sense. These are amazing values, and there aren't too many left in those categories, that price point. As more Rieslings are in $15 to $20, and more Pinot Noirs are in $18 to $25. But what the higher price point does is it allows the wineries to do different things. It's not all about making profit. Hopefully they are making a profit, but a lot of the money that they would make with higher price points would go into doing things in the vineyard and in the cellars that they can't afford to do right now. And every winemaker would tell you a wish list of things that they would like to do, and vineyard owners would like to do out in the vineyards, that they're expensive and can't be justified with a price point of, $12 to $15 a bottle. But at $30 a bottle, now maybe some of those things can be done, and that'll raise the quality even more and the value. So, again, interesting price points for Scout Vineyards. I applaud them for doing it. I can't wait to taste their wines. I'm going to order some so I can try them. Not that I'm any great, wine guru. I enjoy wines. I'm nowhere near a judge of wines, but I want to try them. And I expect, again, that these price points are probably still a good value, but they're not a crazy good value like the Chardonnays that are at $15, Rieslings. There are some just huge bargains in New York State wines out there. And get some for the holidays. I was yesterday talking about the fact that you should consider shipping wine as a gift. Wineries ship to many states, if not most states, and it'll give people some delicious wines to have over the holiday season and into the new year. And I love the fact that our region has so many diverse wines. I mean, you can send dessert wines, dry rosés, sweet blushes. Some of those dessert wines are very sweet. You can send sparkling wines of all kinds. Pet nat to forced carbonation, which are generally pretty inexpensive. There's a ton of options. And again, awesome values out there. So a number of wineries have shipping deals for the holidays or will soon have them. So if you want any suggestions on specific wines, specific states you'd like to ship to, email me, michael@saverlife.com, and hopefully I can help. But it's how cool to get some Finger Lakes wines if you live in a state that doesn't have them in their stores. And there are many states that don't have very many wines from the Finger Lakes. There are some wineries that distribute in lots of states, but not too many. A lot of the wines are really mainly available here in New York State. And, you know, even though the wine shops, you know, a lot of them carry quite a few, but they don't carry 130 different wineries, and they don't carry, I don't know, thousands of wines that are made in this state. So consider ordering direct from some of these wineries and have some fun with it. There also is a podcast you can check out anytime. It was done last week. Finger Lakes One did a wine pairing with Thanksgiving dinner podcast, and they've got five different local wines, including Cranberry Bog from Montezuma, wines from Buttonwood, their Pinot Noir, Thirsty Owl, Lucas, Knapp Vineyards, again, all part of the Cayuga Wine Trail, and you can watch that video and watch the tasting at fingerlakesone.com if you want to discover something about some of the wineries on Cayuga Lake. Cayuga Lake has always seemed like it's further away than Seneca Lake, but in reality, a lot of the wineries many of them are about an hour and a half away, and I can get to Knapp Vineyards in an hour and 20 minutes. You can get to Montezuma in probably an hour. Buttonwood and Lucas are similar to Knapp, so they're not that far away. It's just Cayuga Lake is further east than Seneca, but you can take the thruway to Waterloo and then cut over to Montezuma and down, and it's a really pretty quick drive. I would recommend taking Route 318, although GPS would probably take you that way anyway, so you don't have to drive by the landfill. I have to say, I smelled that landfill while I was on the thruway this past week, going down to scout for this spotted lanternfly, and just a reminder, we have to make sure that landfill closes in 2025, as they agreed to about a decade ago, but no longer want to do. So again, fingerlakesone.com, check out their podcast, Pairing Wines with Thanksgiving Dinner, again, nice video. Finger Lakes One does a great job of covering our region. FingerLakesOne.com. If you hear anything about what's happening in the region, send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. Peter Beecraft posted this week a new project he's very excited about, and that is called Bravery Wines. And I believe he was the winemaker for these. They were made from Martini Vineyard grapes. The website, it's yellowribbonfund.org, this is a new Bravery Wines, a Finger Lakes wine brand. It was, according to the website, founded by U.S. Air Force veteran Corey Christman and his wife Jennifer, and on Veterans Day, they introduced four handcrafted wines, and these are available for purchase in 37 states. They can be shipped. A portion of the proceeds of each bottle of Bravery Wines will go to Yellow Ribbon Fund. And Corey and Jennifer have dedicated their lives to advocacy for military, veteran, and first responder communities. They're quoted at the Yellow Ribbon Fund as saying, "We're honored to partner with Yellow Ribbon Fund and support their mission to help post 9/11 injured, ill, and wounded service members with housing, transportation, and other family assistance during medical crises, quoted Jennifer Christman. The newly released wines are made from Martini Vineyard grapes. They include 2017 Cabernet Franc. They describe it as a fruit-forward, lightly baked wine with beautiful hints of cherry and pepper. The 2019 Riesling, a powerhouse off-dry wine with hints of citrus, tangerine, green apple, balanced acidity, and a little residual sugar. Again, off-dry. 2019 Vignoles, Martini Vineyard varietal that's been grown for 25 years. Great balance between acidity and residual sugar, citrus, honey, a hint of orange. And this is semi-dry to semi-sweet. And then a white blend, Riesling, Chardonnay, and Pinot Gris, dry to off-dry, but not semi-dry. Fantastic with or without food, and exceptional option for those wanting a white wine with great balance. So again, these are Bravery wines available now. You can get a four-pack of them for $88, and that'd be a great bargain. They're generally $20 to $24 per bottle, ordered separately. So again, some fantastic grapes, Martini Vineyards. It's Anthony Road Wine Company, and their vineyards are just gorgeous, gorgeous vineyards. Some great, wonderful grapes coming out of them. And Peter Beecraft, their winemaker for quite a few years now, is outstanding. So these are going to be some awesome wines. I'm going to be ordering some. And again, that four-pack, you should order that if you want a sampling of what they have available. That's, again, Bravery Wines. And congratulations to Peter Beecraft and the Martini family for partnering with these veterans and the project partnering with the Yellow Ribbon Fund. You'll find them on Facebook. You should follow Peter Beecraft and from Anthony Road, and also Peter Bell from Fox Run Vineyards, that post some cool stuff on Facebook, always up to something interesting. And lately, a number of Finger Lakes winemakers have been posting about the calendar that they've created. And this is a pin-up poses with Finger Lakes winemakers that they're having a lot of fun with us. You can order your 2021 calendar. They sold out, I think, of the first 10,000 of these. Well, maybe not. I'm not sure. Actually, I'm not certain where I saw that. Maybe it wasn't this calendar, but it's been popular. And order yours now. And if you want details on how to order it, where it's available, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. And one of the posts says Anthony Road is one of the wineries that will carry them at the winery as soon as they become available. If you order wine from some Finger Lakes wineries that have this available, they can probably include it in your case or half a case of wine. I think the size of the calendar was probably geared to fit in a case of wine, I'm guessing, given that it features Finger Lakes winemakers. And a bunch from Kelby, James Russell from Red Newt has been posting about this. Someone else you should follow on Facebook. They had a ton of fun doing this calendar. So these are pinup poses in wineries. Peter Beecraft is one of the winemakers who is in this. And again, these are not naked shots, or at least not showing everything. They wanted to have fun, but they didn't do the full Monty with this calendar. So again, check it out. If you want details, email me michael@saverlife.com. We have some fun winemakers, good sense of humor in the Finger Lakes, and follow some of these winemakers to get a better sense of their artistic sense, but also, you know, they don't take winemaking and life too seriously all the time. Certainly, they do. They take it very seriously to create the wines that they make, but they have a fun side to them. So, congratulations to all of them, and it's a fundraiser for I think the coronavirus pandemic, and they have already raised a pretty significant amount of money in this effort. There's a interview on Spectrum News that you can watch about it, and get a few sort of previews of this calendar. So again, great job by the Finger Lakes wineries, and the article from Spectrum just says, this calendar, this one might make you laugh, maybe blush a little, and it's again now available. It's a fun calendar. If you want details on anything you heard me mention this morning, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. And again, keep in mind, the Brighton Farmers Market is open today till 1 o'clock in spite of the cold, and I hope you will go out and support those vendors. They have some great vendors at the market, and buy local for the Thanksgiving table, and maybe, you know, stock up on some things for the next several months. You know, winter squash is going to last really well for you, as well as many other things. There's honey, there's Wollschlegel's maple syrup, which you want to have a good stockpile of that. Also makes a nice gift for people. And they have some mixed packs of maple syrup with the different grades in it that you can get, sort of a sampling pack of maple syrup. Again, the locally made right near Naples, just one of the many vendors at the Brighton Farmers Market. Open today until 1. Next week starts their more limited hours, again, 10 to 11:30, up until the Sunday before Christmas, and then they'll be closed for the winter season. And you still probably will be able to order ahead for those shortened time slots, 10 to 11:30, and starting next Sunday. So check the Brighton Farmers Market website about ordering ahead with some of the vendors. We'll be back next Saturday with Gardening Restaurants Discover the Finger Lakes. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Stay safe. Be careful. Wear a mask when you're around people that are not part of your life every day, because this is going to be an incredibly challenging next couple months. Michael Warren Thomas here at SaverLife.com. Have a great day.